Not a great morning for me, but I can't have the ability to just to make us laugh and turned out to be a pretty good softball player too, actually. I guess when the balls hit back at you at 95 miles an hour, you'll move fast. He moved fast. It's something that I was going to miss and really have missed the whole time that he was unable to, you know, come in and do it, were the characters that he had, you know, brought to the city and invented this kind of radio in this city, and nobody ever came close to touching him. And this was a visit when AC/DC was in town from the Canards.
Oh, gee, the Canards. Hey, Ernie.
Good morning.
Where's
guys?
Yeah,
Asylum,
yeah.
Asylum guys.
Where's Nipsey, man?
Where's your cousin?
Oh, my cousin Nipsey?
Yeah, where is he?
He's pooping right now. He's down the hall.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's okay.
You asked.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's okay. He's using the bathroom, I hope.
Well, boy. So how you guys been?
Well, good.
Pretty good.
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have some AC/DC things?
Oh, yeah. See? Don't have any, man.
That's really why we came in here.
Yeah. Well, we can't.
Oh, come on. You just can't give away?
No, I can't do that.
How about if you ask us, like, a trivia question, we'll answer it correctly, then you give us AC/DC
tickets. Can't do it, man. Sorry.
We really want to go.
Yeah. It's not fair to do that.
Can't do that.
Oh, come on. I know you got them.
Can't do it, Ern.
Please.
Sorry.
Can't do it.
Please.
No.
Can't do it.
Please.
No.
Oh, stop.
Come on, Ernie. Grow up.
Incoming. What?
Oh, jeez.
He threw a turd at him.
He just threw a turd at Ernie.
Gotcha. That's 20 points.
We don't...
Points.
It's not 20 points. The game was over.
It wasn't over.
You guys
couldn't be in the land of the game.
You guys play a game with throwing...
Oh, yeah.
We have turd fights at home.
Oh, that's
not
TV.
Take it off my head. It's right on the back of my head.
Jeepers,
don't do that here.
I'm winning now.
You're not winning. That game was over.
I'm winning now.
Officially was over.
Look at that. It's a piece of corn right there.
Okay, guys.
Come on.
We have those AC/DC tickets.
No, we can't do it. We can't do it. Sorry.
We really want to go to show.
You can't go unless you buy tickets. No.
Okay, well, no, we really don't want to go to show, but we like to sell them out front.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, you want to make some money. Well, we're not giving you tickets to sell.
No.
Forget it.
No scalping.
We don't go to heavy metal shows too much anymore. We've had some bad experiences.
Why?
Oh, yeah, what happened?
People hit us and take our stuff.
That's right. I was coming back to my seat once with a big dish of nachos.
Nachos?
Yeah.
And some guy punched me on the head and took my nachos.
Oh, Ern.
Sorry.
It was pretty much fun. They throw bottles, too.
Yeah.
Nipsey got hit with a bottle.
Yeah. Right in the hand.
Skid Row show.
He's still got a bump. Show me that lump right there.
Look at that bump.
Okay, we don't care about the bump.
The other one.
Okay, fine.
Wild turkey.
Nope,
so come on, can we have some tickets here
for
AC/DC?
No. Don't have them.
We told you.
Come on, Ellie.
We can't do it.
Okay, all right. Take that off my head there, Nips. Can you reach it?
What's he doing with the turd?
We'll save that for later.
Why don't you give that to him right there, right in the head, for not giving us any tickets.
Look out!
Oh,
I guess next time we'll get some AC/DC tickets.
Well, huh? No, get out of here. Go on out of here.
Okay.
Yeah. Man.
Little son of a...
If it works on AM, it'll work on FM. You know?
I just think it should be at least moderately funny.
Well,
I don't
these
see
are
the
killer. This
sir,
is killer
I...
material here.
Okay,
how about
one,
this?
Maybe we're...
How about
maybe,
this?
Maybe Barry's right. We're just... I'm
expecting too much.
Here. Yeah.
Okay, now an example of this one would be, I'd say to one of you guys... Or no, either way. Gee, Troy, you know, I went by your house last night and I saw you kissing your wife in your window.
Okay.
And you would say, well, the joke's on you, Uncle Ron, because I wasn't even home last night.
it's just not working for me, Barry.
Look.
We apologize to the people of Louisville and the greater Louisville area.
You know, a guy was hunting big game in Africa.
Yeah.
And he suddenly came screaming out of the jungle and, "What's the matter?" his guide asked.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said, "Well, a lion just bit off my big toe." And the guide said, "Which one?" And the other guy said, "How do I know? Those lions all look the same to me."
am I not sophisticated enough for this humor?
I think you might have been talking about his toe.
One more. You two guys can stuff it, because I know the people at home are just on the floor right now throwing
we're
up.
We're just not, I guess.
They're probably on the floor throwing up, but I don't think it's from life.
Is it over our head, Barry? I
just read this. Here's another one.
Maybe
just read this
stupid.
In the... In the Courier this morning, apparently the, well, we'll say Jeffersonville police station was broken into last night.
Was it really, Uncle Ron?
It seems that all the toilets were stolen.
No.
And we understand the Jeffersonville police have absolutely no clues. In fact, they have nothing to go on.
Not even, like, fingerprints?
Well, he swore those were funny. It was the only thing I can say that he was wrong about. Those were not funny, man. It's 10-7. It says, you know, a business, as he used to say. So he coined the phrase, ladies and gentlemen, a music-free commercial jam. We're back here. I'm Troy, and we're doing a tribute to Ron. He, again, made us laugh a lot. We're going to run a lot of more bits this morning. No repeats all morning long. But it was the music, too, that inspired him, you know, and made him who he was, and he affected my tastes a lot, and a lot of times his taste didn't jive with QMF's, but didn't keep him from putting it on the air, and this is one that he really loved, and he'd play it, and wide-eyed like a little boy who had, you know, taken a cookie or something, but he had a good time breaking the rules. We do have news coming up. This is Peter Gabriel from So... And In Your Eyes on QMF. Says 96 QMF, Simon and Garfunkel. And apparently something else, guys. You're done. And Bridge Over Troubled Water, another one that he liked to, Ron, like to break the format with. Kind of important because, he, you know, we all know he made us laugh. We will get to that. And again, I don't want to, this isn't to bum anybody out. Because I'm really not. We will get to the comedy in a minute because, again, he was the funniest man I've ever known, and a lot of us have known. But he also was just a class act. He brought nobility to a business that sometimes it's hard to find it in this business, and he brought a lot of honesty to it and protected and loved his family and many things that I'm sure everybody knows but should be said. And weird transition, but we're going to get back to comedy. We had a call from Red. He had a mishap out in the woods. And this is some of the most talked about stuff that we did together. And here we go. I do miss you, man.
Good morning, QMF. Well, Red, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
What?
In the name of all that is holy and sacred, please help me.
Red, what is wrong, man? What happened?
Well, I went out in the woods Friday night you know, blow the heads off some little helpless woodland creatures.
Hunting
and
trip.
I came up on a tragic accident.
Oh, no, man. Yeah, there's been a hunting accident, man? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, well, tell me what happened, man. Explain the situation.
All right. But Friday night, you know, after a while,
Nature called.
Making me a big old fuzzy dump.
Yeah.
You know, lay a little cable.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I commenced to squat, and next thing I know, swam.
What?
Bear trap closed on my scrot.
Oh, man.
Down.
You were squatting in the woods, and a bear trap closed on your...
Yeah.
Both of them. Oh, man, that is terrible, man. Listen, we're on the air. There's nothing I can do, but, you know, like a wild animal, man, what they do is they chew off whatever part's stuck in the trap, you know, like a leg or something.
That's a damn good thing. I ain't a wild animal, that ain't. Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
What?
Bunny, help us, Bunny.
Surely killing a bunny.
All right. I'm back. Listen, boys, y'all got to get out here and help me.
What?
This is the second worst pain I ever felt in my life.
Red, your scrotum is in a bear trap, and it's the second worst pain you've ever felt?
That's right, the second.
Yeah, well, what was the first?
Well, that would have to be when I ran out of chain.
Oh, man. Okay, listen, we got to jump, Red.
Oh, you got to go.
Yeah, we're busy, man. See you later. Good morning, QM.
Oh, man.
Red?
I gotta tell you. My scrotum's been stuck in this bear trap since Friday.
Yeah.
I can't even feel it no more. Huh? Hell, there's no pain at all. But, boy, partner, I need you to get somebody down here and help me out. I really
do. Red, help is on the way. But now, you can't feel anything? Your scrotum is just, like, numb?
I can't feel a damn. Well, here, let me show you.
What?
Take the butt of my gun here and give that scrotum a couple of whacks. Check this out.
I don't know, man. Oh.
Didn't even feel a thing. Couldn't even feel, oh God, I feel it all. That was stupid. Bad call, Red. Bad one, boy.
Okay, man. Red, help is on the way. We're going to get your scrotum onto the bear trap. Don't hit it anymore, man. Are you nuts?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's funny, man. Mr. Funny Guy was a comedian, you son of a
you
bitch.
Come there. Oh my God. This has got to be him.
This must be
what
Red.
What the hell are you?
Is this Red?
Yeah?
God, look at that scrotum.
It's unbelievable. It's huge.
That is the biggest scrotum.
Get away from me, you little Quinny. What the hell are you? Who the hell did you send over here?
The fairies. Those are the fairies.
Here, we need to get scrotum in the hands of a couple of fairies.
They know what they're doing with scrotums, man. They can take care of it.
God, that scrotum is huge. Look at that.
Here's the salve. We need to put some
salve.
Stay calm.
Let's put Sav over there.
Hey, don't touch you, son. Get away from me.
It's right here. It's
Sav on let him do it, Rick.
Freak. It's soothing.
Yes, it is.
I'll get you out.
God, I've never seen a scrotum this bad.
Let's pull the trap. Exactly.
We're going to pull the trap
open
now.
Yeah.
Take that side.
Here we go. We're going to pull it. And you slide out as soon as you feel the air.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Grab that side.
Yeah. What the hell are you?
Those are the fairies, man.
It's not moving. It's not moving.
We'll do it.
Here we go. Pull.
We're getting you out, Red.
Little room, yeah.
Here we go.
Coming off.
I'm swimming. Oh, my God.
What happened, Red?
Oh, no. I never felt pain like this in my life.
Swimming again.
God, I can't re-return. Oh,
you all right?
Sorry, Red.
Sorry, Mr.
Red.
We'll get help. We'll get the job.
Yeah, we better go. Good morning, QMF. Red, I know. Okay, Red, stay calm. We have sent a station representative. We know where you are. I'm sorry about the fairies yesterday, man. It was probably a bad call on our part. We will get your scrotum out of the bear trap. I guarantee it. He's on his way.
You better hurry up, buddy, because I think I can bowl with the left one right now. Oh, Lord, it's me.
Oh, my God. Hey, you must be the guy with his scrotum stuck in the bear trap.
Yeah, you must be Sherlock Holmes. Of course I'm the guy stuck in the bear trap. Get your zip and scrotum.
Hey, hold on, amigo. Don't be such a hothead. Come on, you're dealing with Dick here.
Yeah,
are you trying to tell me that is a scrotum?
Yes.
That is not a scrotum.
Yes,
that's just something I... Here, let me kick it out of the way for you.
Wait.
Red.
Red,
Dick. Red, Dick. Keep fooling around out there, guys. Please, Dixon, can you help the man or not?
Hey, Ron, is that you?
Yes, it is. What?
Well, I tell you, I can help him make a bunch of bucks.
What are you talking about?
He's sitting on a gold mine.
Okay, no, he's not sitting on a gold mine. He's sitting on his scrotum, and he's in pain. Get the man out of there, for God's sake.
Scrotum, gold mine. Are you catching my drift? Hear me, amigo.
Man,
we got hats, 3D postcards. My grandmother saw the world's biggest scrotum, and all I got was a lousy T-shirt.
Okay, Dick, no, man.
Sacks and sacks of money.
Get the man out of the bear trap.
Lord. No can do.
Why?
First of all, I don't touch another man's scrotum. Second of all, this scrotum looks mean. I think it's angry at me for getting
Okay, Dick, just get back to the station and leave Red alone.
Okay, hey, I can do that, amigo, but first you gotta do something for me.
What?
Give away the general drinking cups, 32 ounces of your favorite beverage. In a refillable cup from Five Star Food Mart.
Dixter, not right now, man. I'm busy here.
All right, then I kick the scrotum again.
Oh, for the love of God, give away the cups, please.
Not just any cup, my bloated buddy. It's the general.
All right, Dixter, I'll give away the cups. Just get back here and leave Red alone, man.
My pleasure, mi amigo, because I think this place is just loaded with ticks.
Ticks.
Good morning, QMF. Oh, Fireman Ed.
Morning, guys, and boys and girls.
Hi.
This is Fireman Ed.
I knew that, Ed.
Say, Uncle Ron, I just found your friend Red out here with his scrotum caught in a bear trap.
Can you help him, Fireman Ed? Can you get...
Can Fireman Ed help him?
Please.
Certainly, Uncle Ron.
Great.
As firefighters all across the country are trained to do, we are always up on our rescue techniques.
Oh, I knew that.
After making a primary assessment of the scene, I've come up with the perfect solution.
What are you going to do, Ed? Can you get him out?
Well, Uncle Ron, that scrotum's got to be hacked off like a field mouse in a lawnmower.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, we will have to go back in and cauterize those blood vessels to control the bleeding.
Isn't there another way yet, an easier way to do
it? You know, Uncle Ron, in rescue, there's always a second option.
Yeah.
And I just happen to have my blowtorch with me today.
Blowtorch?
You know, that metal on that bear trap's going to get awfully hot.
Well, that's a risk I'm prepared to take, Ed. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Now, Red, you've got to understand, it's important that you hold perfectly still.
Hold still, Red.
Okay.
He'll get you out of there, buddy.
Oh, oops.
Sorry.
Hold still now.
What'd you do, Ed? Oh, boy.
Say, look how that metal in the bear trap is turning that bright color red.
I bet.
It must be 1700 or 1800 degrees Fahrenheit.
You're hearing a live...
I'm sure I'm glad that's not my scrotum trapped in this bear trap.
Me too, Ed. You're hearing a live rescue on the asylum this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Getting Red out of that bear trap.
Hold still. We're almost there.
Almost there, Ed. Red. Who?
And there. That should get it.
He's out.
Now, how's that feel? You know, Red, because of the intense heat and the trauma that your scrotum has been subjected to, it's vitally important that ice be applied immediately.
Ice.
And I just happen to have an ice pack right here. Look, Ron, another successful rescue.
That's great.
The fireman has got to go now. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ed. Well, you know, we should have called Fireman Ed, like, Monday, immediately. He should have been the first guy, a rescue, a live rescue. You just heard it happen on this broadcast. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
And now, years in review, 1981.
In 1981, a new radio station, WQMF, went on the air for the first time.
See, baby, from the mighty Q, spinning them stacks.
Later that year, Jeff Kane, who could not listen to WQMF, jumped on a pogo stick 120,715 times. The creation of WQMF Radio marked the beginning of a true decade of decadence.
A decade of decadence we're celebrating with the all-new Decade of Decadence shirt. Get yours today and show everyone you survived the last 10 decadent years. The Decade of Decadence shirt is available at Big Hyper Shop, selected Allied Sporting Goods, and Mom's Music. The Decade of Decadence shirt, celebrating QMF's 10th decadent anniversary. It's from QMF and the Garment District Subdivision of Weasel Industries.
Good morning. We're just past 7:20 here, and I'm sure everybody who's listening knows this is the time the joke of the day goes off. This is 9:20, and you know a lot of the staff has come in today, kind of to go through this together. This is our official. I don't want to say goodbye because he'll always be here, but we just all needed to be together, and the consensus kind of is we need to take a moment here and just let people remember exactly what he was about. And it wasn't sadness, and it wasn't doom or anything like that. We know that. He was funny, and his only interest was making us laugh because it was so easy for him to do it. So if we could just take a minute right here and keep it quiet, and then we're going to run some more of his music. This is QMF.